Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online too at besteveryou.com. Now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. I just want to take a moment and thank everyone for following us January 14th through the 22nd on the Motivation Marathon. That website is motivationmarathon.com. We had over 45 experts, speakers, and celebrities with us for those 9 days. We had as many as 7 or 8 interviews in some of those days. And just a great event, tons of information. It was called the Happy You Year Teleseminar to Create Your Best Year Yet. And we just had a blast. So I wanted to let you know that you can buy that CD. It's the CD box series. It's 40% off right now. And you can go to motivationmarathon.com to purchase that. The other thing I wanted to talk about while we're waiting for Raymond Francis, our author, to come on the line, is that you can join the Best Ever You Network. That's free. And you go to bestyounetwork.com. Our main website is besteveryou.com. But our writing website, if you want to contribute an article or a video, a blog, post your business, anything that you think might help someone be better or be their best, go to bestyounetwork.com and join us. We would love to have your information. And when you post information in that network, we then in turn post it out into our social media network, where sometimes we reach as many as 1 million people with some of our tweets and Facebook statuses and things like that. We've got a great group of people that tweet and retweet and post and so forth. So your information gets shared out into the universe in a wonderful way. So I'm not sure if we're going to have a guest today. We're still waiting on the line for Raymond Francis to arrive. I did send a note to him to see if he was having trouble logging in. So we'll see if how we're doing there in 5 minutes. If I have to cancel the show, I might have to cancel the show. I'm not real sure. But Raymond Francis is the author of Never Fear Cancer Again, How to Prevent and Reverse Cancer. He is just, this is an amazing book. My dad was in the hospital from I think it was like 45 days in the ICU in Burnsville, Minnesota, and we read this book cover to cover. And my dad is alive and starting to actually come through and thrive based on a lot of the things in this book. So it does work. But basically, every 30 seconds, someone receives a cancer diagnosis, and every 60 seconds, someone is dying from cancer. And that could be you, but it doesn't necessarily have to be you. Cancer can be prevented, and it can be reversed. All you have to do is understand what cancer is and why it happens, and that puts you in the control seat. The state of your health is the result of the nutrition and the toxins you put into your body, how you live your life, and the thoughts you put into your mind, and all of these are under your control. By exercising this control, you can prevent cancer from developing in your body, or you can reverse it if it has already taken hold. Now, a little bit about Raymond Francis. Doctors gave him only weeks to live at one point through a cancer diagnosis. And the chemist and MIT graduate relied on his training to formulate this revolutionary approach to cure his disease. He restored his own health, and he has helped thousands of people, including those with incurable cancer, to reclaim their lives and take back their health. So let me read you, that's just a basic thing. I'm trying to stall here while he comes on the phone. But let me see if I can read the rest of his bio. He's a chemist by training and a graduate of MIT. He's an internationally recognized leader in the field of optimal health maintenance. Raymond is the author of best-selling books Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Fat Again, and now Never Fear Cancer Again. He's the creator of a revolutionary new concept of health that is simple enough to be taught to a child and powerful enough to cure terminal cancer. Raymond has been cited as one of the few scientists who has achieved a breakthrough understanding of health and disease. Having survived a near-death terminal illness by using his knowledge of biochemistry, He achieved an extraordinary level of health and has devoted the remainder of his life to improving the health of people everywhere. He is president of Beyond Health International, a supplier of highly advanced health education and world-class health supporting products to the public, and the publisher of Beyond Health News. You can go to that website at beyondhealth.com. He's a very in-demand speaker. He's addressed health conferences all over the U.S. and Canada, Egypt, Germany, Greece, Mexico, Switzerland, and has been a guest on over 2,000 radio and television shows. So we're pretty privileged here. If he does call in, I'm not sure where he is at this point, but his books have been translated into at least five different languages, and he's just a wealth of information here. So let me see if he's on the phone yet. I don't think he is. So I'm sorry for you guys in the chat room. Hang on. Let me see if I can do anything about it here. Hang on just a minute. I don't hear him. Oh no. All right, well, let me talk to you about his book. I can actually probably do the whole show even without him because the book is so cool. But the book is dedicated to the loving memory of his brother Bernard, an inspiration to anyone suffering with cancer. In 1991, he was diagnosed with inoperable prostate cancer that had metastasized to his lymphatic system. Conventional medicine had little to offer, and his projected life expectancy ranged from 6 months to an optimistic 3 years. Not liking those numbers, he had the wisdom and courage to seek out alternative treatments, and he radically changed his diet, reduced his toxic exposures, and took the nutritional supplements that he recommended. He succeeded in putting his cancer into remission. He perplexed physicians, calling him the miracle patient. He lived an additional 2 decades of a very high quality of life, and he died on April 9th, 2011, at the age of 80, having outlived the average American male by 5 years. So that's absolutely amazing. I could probably read the book online maybe, but, you know, the words "you have cancer," those are devastating. And, for those people listening who have cancer, I hope that you pick up the book, Never Fear Cancer Again, How to Prevent and Reverse Cancer. And again, we're going to be speaking, I think, with Raymond Francis, who's the author of the bestseller, Never Be Sick Again. And, let's see. I'm going to just reach out one more time in email and see if we can get him on the phone and see what's going on. Hang on. It's me typing. Okay. Hang on. We'll see if we can reach them. I'm not sure where they are. I was hoping maybe Deb Scott. Deb, if you're there and listening, maybe you can call in. The number to call in on the show is 714-868-0220. Maybe you can call in and we'll have a little chat about the Motivation Marathon. Okay, so Never Fear Cancer Again. The book is basically an overview of what cancer is, and it goes into what's the disease, understanding cancer, and then it talks about the nutrition pathway, the toxin pathway, the mental pathway, the physical pathway, the genetic pathway, the medical pathway, and then it talks about supplements as well. It's absolutely an amazing, amazing book. Like I said, when we were in the ER, the ICU, and so forth with my dad, who is a kidney cancer survivor, for over 45 days, we were reading this book cover to cover and, you know, talking about, you know, is it really possible? And I want to skip. I know this is a killjoy to skip to the back of the book, but I'm going to because here are some things that you can do to prevent and reverse cancer. Get the big four, which are sugar, wheat, processed oils, and dairy or excess animal protein out of your life. So that's sugar, wheat, processed oils, and dairy or excess animal protein out of your life. You can switch to an organically grown, plant-based diet that is rich in raw, fresh fruits and vegetables and get on a high-quality supplement program. Juice fresh vegetables daily. That's something I have started doing over the past, actually, 2 weeks, and I've lost 6 pounds. It's absolutely amazing. Be mindful that every cell must get all the nutrients it needs every day, and I'm going to explain that because that's a really powerful point of understanding how chemistry works in your body. Avoid putting cancer-causing toxins in your body, including glutamate, pesticides, and prescription drugs. get the vaccinations, chlorine, fluoride, and excess salt out of your life. There might be some debate there on the vaccination part. Normalize the pH in your cells by eating an alkalizing diet and taking alkaline mineral supplements. That's a big deal, acid system versus alkaline system. Change the oil in your body by avoiding supermarket oils and choosing high-quality flaxseed, olive, fish, and coconut oils instead. So those are just some of the things that you can do. And I'm going to see if he's maybe on the line just yet here with us. And he's not. There must be some emergency or something because we just confirmed this show yesterday. So we'll see. The next thing is to get regular exercise. Rebounding or brisk walk daily are good choices. Get regular sleep. Optimize your insulin levels by avoiding foods that increase insulin, such as refined grains, white potatoes, white rice, sweets, and sodas. So again, those are all sugar-causing things in your body, and the sugar raises your insulin, of course. Measure for and eliminate heavy metals, such as lead and mercury. Optimize your vitamin D and iodine levels. People with low vitamin D have more cancer, and their cancer is more aggressive. So that means if you are in a cold weather spot and you're not getting sunshine, get some sunshine. That I know for me here in Maine, one of the things I do is I'm not a real big fake baker, but every once in a while I'll pop my body into one of those upright tanning booths for like 7 minutes. And just get some sun, or I'll sit on the back deck here with maybe even a coat on and just get some sunshine on my face. I know it's face and upper arms, but you know that vitamin D level is so critical. Eliminate the inflammation in your body. Supplement with antioxidants. Do regular saunas. That's interesting. Do regular saunas. Avoid as much as possible. Avoid electromagnetic fields and X-rays, such as routine mammograms. Oh. Now, there might be some debate on that one, too. Address and resolve your old emotional wounds that contribute to disease, and think positive thoughts and be grateful for all that you have. I love that one. If you do all of those things to the best of your ability and do so as consistently as possible, you can rest assured that you're doing everything within your power to support your body's natural defenses against cancer. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose because this is the recipe for blocking tumor growth in your body. In fact, you may very well become cancer-proof. Once you choose to live a cancer-free life, since there's only one disease, you are really choosing to live a disease-free life. That's the choice worth making. So I think that's just a really powerful chapter of this book that is 360 pages or so, 370 pages, and that's page 350. So let me look in the chat room again and see if there's anybody there. Best people we know, I hear you're tweeting, but I don't have a guest. He's not on here. Do you want to call in? I'm going to see. I don't know where he is. I've sent a couple messages. We'll talk today. I'm sending you a note, Deb. We know. Hang on. Deb, call in if you're listening. It's 714-868-0220 if anybody wants to call in. We can have a chat. We'll chat about this book. We'll chat about, I don't know, the sunshine, what you're doing today, your job, whatever. We'll just wing it because he is not with us today. I don't know where he is. So and his reps aren't getting back to me like they did yesterday, so I'm not sure. Hang on. I'll see if there's a message coming back to me. Hang on. This is a great radio show, isn't it? It's always funny what happens. And we're featured today on Blog Talk Radio with this show, too. I love that. So everybody who's listening, listening to hear Raymond Francis, I'm so sorry you're getting stuck with me jibber-jabbing on and on here. So hang on. Deb Scott, save me. Hi, all you guys listening in the chat room. We do not have Raymond Francis with us. I don't know where he is. I've sent a number of messages back. So we're winging it in hopes that maybe he might show up. I hope he didn't get his time zones confused. That might be possible. But Deb Scott, if you're listening, call in, and we'll chat about the Motivation Marathon or something like that. Or if any of you other guests, 2565-2592, 2611, if you guys want to call in, I just posted the number in the chat room. And we'll go from there. But I'll keep reading. How's that sound? I thought the most important part of this book was understanding cancer. I just thought this was so exciting. The prime cause of cancer. Thousands of studies have indicated that cancer has endless causes, including damaged genes, carcinogenic chemicals, nutritional deficiencies, electromagnetic fields, radiation, stress, and viruses. However, none of these are the prime cause of cancer. The prime cause is something that must be acting in every case. For example, we know genes play an essential role in cancer, but the same genetic mutations are not found in every cancer cell. We know that toxins and nutritional deficiencies contribute to cancer, but the same combinations are not acting in every case. What then, if anything, can be found in every cancer cell? In searching for the prime cause, only one thing has been found that is common to all cancer cells, and that is a deficiency of oxygen metabolism in the cell. So the cell doesn't get oxygen. Oxygen metabolism is the combination is the combining of oxygen with a fuel in the cell to create heat and energy. Oxygen deficiency, which is insufficient oxygen metabolism in a cell, is the prime cause of cancer, according to Raymond Francis. Therefore, preventing and reversing cancer must be about preventing and reversing impaired oxygen metabolism. All disease is caused by deficiency and toxicity. Different combinations of deficiencies and toxicities create different symptoms. Our physicians give the symptoms different names. The symptoms they call cancer are the result of cellular malfunctions caused by oxygen deficiency in different areas of our bodies. Cancer is an oxygen deficiency disease, according to Raymond Francis. Healthy cells create energy through oxygen respiration. Oxygen respiration is a process where oxygen is brought into the cell and combined with a fuel, such as sugar or fat. Think of it as burning fuel to keep your body warm and supply you with energy, just as you would burn gasoline in your car. Oxygen respiration is dependent on bringing adequate oxygen into the lungs, transferring the oxygen from the lungs into the bloodstream and combining it with hemoglobin in the blood cells. The red blood cells then transport the oxygen around the body to where it is needed. When arriving at the cells that need oxygen, the oxygen must then detach from the hemoglobin, be transported across the cell membrane, and finally react with the fuel in the cell to produce heat and energy. The process of taking oxygen from the air and attaching it to hemoglobin, transporting it to the cell, and metabolizing it inside the cell is very complex, but that's basically what breaks down and causes cancer. So the underlying common denominator of all cancers is insufficient oxygen metabolism, according to Raymond Francis, and he said that was discovered in the 20th century by German chemist Otto Warburg, and he first published this in 1910 and won the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine in 1931 for proving that. So they've known about this for over 100 years. But he goes on to, I love this, what turns that process on or off, or switch, he calls it switches and drivers. I really wish we had him here today to explain this a little more, but hopefully I'll keep reading. Let me look in the chat room and see if this is going over so well. Is this all right, Deb? I can't hear you, so call in if you get a chance. Maybe she's, we'll see. Anyway, let me know. I'm just reading, so sorry, guys. This is a funny show. Usually I have a guest, but oh well. Okay, so switches and drivers. Now that you know what causes cancer, insufficient oxygen metabolism in the cell, you can learn to prevent and reverse it. As previously stated, almost all older Americans have small clusters of cancer cells throughout their bodies from consuming a cancer-promoting diet and living a cancer-promoting lifestyle. However, these cancer cells are not a threat to your life unless they grow and travel to other parts of the body or they metastasize. To make cancer simple, refer again to the analogy between driving cancer and driving your car. Think of microtumors as cars in a garage. To make the cars go somewhere, you have to activate switches and then drive the car. Driving a car recklessly can kill you. Those microtumors are no different. You have to switch them on and drive them. And if you drive them recklessly, you can end up dead. Once a tumor is out of the garage, it can grow slowly, rapidly, or even go back to the garage, depending on how you drive it. The point being, you are in control of your cancer just as much as you are in control of your car. Carrying the analogy further, before you get into the car, you have to activate a switch that unlocks the door. Then you have to put the key in the ignition and switch the engine on. Even with the engine on, the car still isn't going anywhere until you switch the transmission out of park and into drive or reverse. Next, you have to drive the car by pressing on the accelerator, turning the steering wheel, and occasionally applying the brake. You can press lightly on the accelerator and drive slowly, or you can floor it and drive fast. You can drive responsibly, making correct turns and stops, or you can drive recklessly. All are under your control. In order to make the car go somewhere, you have to activate a number of switches in the proper sequences, and you have to drive the car. To get cancer to grow and travel to other parts of the body, you have to activate biological switches to drive the cancer. We do this by living recklessly. Unfortunately, the diet we eat, the products we use, and our reckless lifestyle are so normal to us that we don't even think of them as reckless. Everything happens for a reason. Cancer is no different. Cancer is a complex disease, and it's not easy to make it happen. The reason cancer was a rare disease historically is because it is so difficult to make it happen. You have to do a lot of things just right to get cancer. A series of biological switches have to be turned on in the correct sequence, and then you have to drive the process. The problem is that modern living has made it very easy to do everything just right, and that's why cancer has gone from being a rare disease to being an epidemic, affecting almost half of the American population. Fortunately, the need to do everything just right presents a marvelous opportunity for doing it wrong. Interfering with the cancer process gives you the power to prevent or reverse cancer. So I just think that's really interesting that we switch it on or off, according to Raymond Francis. But most of cancer's switches and drivers are controlled by what you eat. Yet most physicians tell cancer patients that they can eat anything that they want. As you'll see, this advice is totally irresponsible and deadly wrong, according to Raymond Francis. The wrong foods will drive cancer so powerfully that nothing can stop it. Let's explore some of cancer's on switches and drivers, as well as how to turn them off and keep them off in the first place. Processed oils. So here's some of the things. We're back to that back of the book kind of summary that I gave you, but processed oils. Switch cancer on and drive it, it says here. In fact, processed oils may be the single largest cause of cancer. If you have cancer, you need an oil change. The wrong oils help to switch the cancer process on, and the right oils help prevent and reverse it. Even if you don't have cancer, if you've been eating processed oils, you most likely need an oil change. And we can talk about what, you know, those are those oils that we were talking about, switch to, you know, flaxseed oil and coconut oil and all those things back in the back and you know, come off of, you know, the vegetable oils and things like that. So you want high-quality flaxseed, olive, fish, and coconut oil instead. Another driver of cancer is acidic pH. Now, this goes kind of back to chemistry if you think about pH balancing. I talk about this a lot with my kids and husband. I'm fascinated by this. And so was my grandfather and his dad, who was a doctor. Do you know what your body pH level is? The pH balance in the body is one of the most important biochemical balances, and altering your pH has profound biological effects. Now, you're going to hear us talk about acidic versus alkaline, and that means in the middle there is a pH balance. Even a small change in pH can have a large effect on the oxygen-carrying capacity of the blood and the transport of oxygen into cells. pH also controls enzyme activity, and it activates and deactivates pH-dependent enzymes, controlling the production and the speed of critical biochemical reactions. So acidosis, making the body too acidic, is a huge contributor to our cancer epidemic. Cells and body fluids that are too acidic in nature drive cancer. Excess alkalinity can also support cancer, but most cancer patients are too acidic. So to prevent and reverse cancer, you must normalize your pH balance to slightly alkaline. So if you don't know what that means, you might want to get this book and read that a little bit more, because this goes on and on about that. But pH balance is huge, 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 huge. So if you are below 6, you're in dangerous. If you're 6 to 6.5, you're unhealthy. If you're 6.5 to 7.5, pretty healthy. And if you're above 7.5, you're dangerous. You're in the dangerous range. So you want to keep your pH balance in the 6.5 to 7.5 range. Let's talk about sugar for a little bit here. Sugar is the leading cause and driver of cancer, and you have control over how much sugar you eat. Sugar is a deadly metabolic poison that harms us in many ways. You'll hear people like Coscarina call it crack even. It's like legalized crack. Deb's smiling at me. Deb, should I keep going? Tell me in the chat room. Am I boring everybody to tears? I know I'm just reading. I lost a few people because I don't have the actual guest on. But talk to me, Deb. Should I just keep reading? I'm going to for now. But sugar is the reason why sugar is so bad is because sugar also causes almost all other ailments, from common colds to depression to osteoporosis and even Alzheimer's, he says. Sugar fuels cancer, and eating sugar is like throwing gasoline on a fire or flooring the accelerator of a cancer car. The cancer will explode in growth. Sugar is one of the most dangerous substances that most of us are exposed to on a daily basis, with good reason. Sugar has been called death by installment. Recall there is only one disease caused by deficiency and toxicity, and sugar causes both. Sugar causes disease. Sugar is acid forming in the body, causing cells and tissues to become too acidic. Acidosis impairs oxygen respiration and switches cancer on. Sugar causes the production of saturated fats because cells turn excess sugar into fat. And when these fats are incorporated into cell membranes, they inhibit, get this, oxygen transport into the cell. There we're back to the oxygen and how cancer thrives on bad oxygen metabolizing. Sugar causes the production of saturated fats because the cells turn excess sugar into fat. And when these fats are incorporated into cell membranes, they inhibit oxygen transport into the cell. That makes sense to everybody? If you're listening, that sugar, Raymond Francis says, sugar causes cancer, and here's why. It inhibits oxygen into the cells. Sugar also causes the production of excess insulin and estrogen. And insulin stimulates cell growth, and estrogen is known to drive prostate, uterine, ovarian, and breast cancers. Unbalancing these hormones upsets everything else, and there you go again with the spiral. So there's a little bit about sugar. Deb, I'm going to look in the chat room again. You're smiling again. That's funny. And we'll just do a little bit more here. I think I'm going to end this show in 3 minutes. So talk about wheat flour, white flour. It's deadly and has the same effect as eating sugar. Alcohol, of course, same thing. More things that drive and switch on cancer are dairy. Raymond thinks dairy, milk and the products made from it contain a combination of toxic and carcinogenic chemicals, along with growth-promoting hormones. Milk increases blood levels of insulin growth factor IGF-1, a growth hormone that promotes cancer. Milk is also high in proteins that promote cancer. So things there. He talks about the China study. And then, of course, he's got a number of pages here dedicated to chronic inflammation. Inflammation is not only a switch for cancer, it's also the driver of the cancer process. Chronic inflammation is the foundation stone of every chronic disease. It's a major cause of cancer and is necessary for cancer growth and metastasis. That is why it is extremely important that inflammation be minimized. To protect ourselves, we must stop doing things that we know cause inflammation and switch to a diet and an anti-inflammatory supplement program that suppresses inflammation. Inflammation promotes cancer in several ways. It creates free radicals, and free radicals damage DNA. It also, a lot of people suffer from chronic inflammation due to eating sugar, white flour, oil, dairy, and excess animal protein. Our massive overconsumption of oil such as canola, corn, peanut, safflower, soybean, sunflower, most olive oils, and all hydrogenated oils is one of the major causes, if not the major cause, of cancer in our society. So there's a lot here on inflammation, sugar, oil. Sodium, excess salt, is both a switch and a driver of cancer. Toxic chemicals, he talks about prescription drugs. He talks about glutamates like MSG, like monosodium glutamate, and then nutrition deficiencies and other information. So just a really great book. I'm sorry he's not with us. I have absolutely not a clue why he is not on the phone. There must be something wrong. I don't know. I'll check my email one more time here, see if we hear anything back from them. I don't. So something must be very wrong, because he did confirm yesterday, and I'm sure there was something. So hang on. Oh, wait. Deb, you think I'm doing great, so you think I should keep going. That's funny. Hang on. You're doing great. Look at you go, girl. What does he say about turmeric and turmeric anti-flame? Hey, I don't know. Let me see if there's a thing in the back of the book on turmeric. Hold on. You could call in if you want, Deb. I would really love it. The number is 714-868-0220. He doesn't say, oh, yeah, he does. 319. Hang on. 319. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this word, but I'm going to guess it's curcumin, whatever. I'm destroyed that, I'm sure, but it's a non-flavonoid. I can pronounce that. Polyphenolic. I'm going to go with that. Which prevents and reverses cancer. It's derived from turmeric, a spice that is a member of the ginger family. I love ginger. Anyway, this spice, which is widely used in Indian cuisine, is thought to be a reason why the rate of colon, breast, prostate, and lung cancer is 10 times lower in India than it is in the U.S. Turmeric, I'm going to say it like that, turmeric, whatever, is a traditional Indian curry spice. I love curry too, and is also used as yellow food coloring. For the last 6,000 years, it has been used in traditional medicine from ancient Egypt to India. In 2010 alone, over 240 studies were published on the health benefits of it. It's a very effective anti-cancer substance because it interferes with the cancer process at multiple levels. It suppresses inflammation, thereby blocking a key biological pathway needed for cancer development. It shuts down nuclear factor kappa B, NF-KB, a powerful master switch known to regulate the expression of more than 300 genes that promote inflammation. In fact, the anti-inflammatory activity of it is comparable to steroidal drugs without the dangerous side effects. That's interesting. I think, Deb, it is the time change that got goofed, but I have no idea. I'm sure we'll have him on again. It promotes, apoptosis, whatever that is, by APOPTOSIS, by suppressing the production of the proteins in cancer cells that protect the cells from normal cell death. It also inhibits angiogenesis, starving tumors of blood supply they need for growth. It inhibits the growth of tumors by blocking enzymes necessary for dissolving the collagen that surrounds tumors. And you can apply it topical as a paste, and it, on the skin, it inhibits the growth of cancer cells. Very interesting. In human clinical trials, doses of up to 10,000 milligrams per day have been found to be safe. Doses of 3,600 milligrams per day have been used to successfully interfere with the cancer process. That is in the supplements part of the book. It's got all of these different supplements and how all the different vitamins are important to you. I think if there were one other part of the book I might read, Deb, should I keep going? I think I might talk about, let me look at the book for a minute here. Let's talk about nutrition. Well, we talked about nutrition a lot here. Hold on. We talked about processed oils and... Hold on. Let me look. Sorry. I know I'm rambling here. You guys are on a great radio show. You called in? Okay, good. Hold on. I need you, Deb. Deb Scott saves the day. Thank you. Hi, Deb.
I don't think so. You are so funny.
Okay, so... we don't have a guest. I don't know where Raymond Francis is, but they're not getting back to me on email either, and they confirmed yesterday. So I'm not real sure, but oh well, we've read half of this book over the past half hour on air. What do you think? Pretty cool book.
I think you're doing, am I on air? I can't
Yeah, you're
tell.
On air. You're on.
Oh, okay. Because I'm looking at all the beautiful people in the chat room. There's so many people in the chat room. There's a lot of activity, and I'm sure you're going to get a gold star. I think you're doing a great job on the show. Clearly, you've done your homework and you've researched. But, it's just so fascinating, and I am overwhelmed. Even what you were reading about the turmeric, I'm overwhelmed at how much we don't know about these great things that are right available in grocery stores, kitchens, all these things. And this inflammation issue, I'm overwhelmed with this. Motivation Marathon, we had Sue Ingebreston on, and she was talking about the fibromyalgia. That just blows me away, how inflammation is the root cause of so many problems, and it's all so often related to diet.
Yeah.
What is up with that, Elizabeth?
I don't know. I'm actually about to go to Cornell and take a plant-based nutrition class for 6 weeks, I think, and get my certificate in nutrition. I love this book, and I was talking to Sarah Sullivan on Best Ever You, and I think it's something that I'm going to do because I'm so interested in this. But yeah, I mean, inflammation is caused by the food you eat. I equate it to, like, have you ever had a bucket of popcorn at a movie theater? Like, have you ever eaten your fair share of popcorn and a soda? You know how you feel after that? You feel like you can't get enough to drink. You've had so much salt. You've had so much fat, butter, everything. That's kind of like what inflammation feels like chronically. You just feel puffy and you feel sick and you feel sluggish and you feel so many things. Again, I'm not a doctor or anything, but inflammation is at the root of so much disease because, like, even being diabetic, that's inflammation caused.
The other issue, and maybe some of the people listening feel this way, these ads, you know, I guess I can say it, the 5-hour energy and all these things, people are so tired. Isn't inflammation a huge source of why we feel so tired? Because of, well, your popcorn description, we feel stuck. We just can't get moving. It's like the energy is blocked or something.
Yeah.
You know, it just, and it's something that we can all participate in that solution. What are some of the other things that the book talks about regarding inflammation?
Yeah, I know. Hang on one second. Let me go there because let me look up inflammation in the book and we'll go there for a minute because it's so important. Hang on.
I would be
like
interested in, because there's Well, while you're looking at that, I'm just going to talk to the people in the chat room, and I know there's a lot of people that are in there, and I'm just wondering if, you know,
inflammation for people. Yeah, what I'm doing. We don't have Raymond Francis with us today, so I am reading parts from his book, which is called Never Fear Cancer Again. And he's written two other books, Never Be Sick Again and Never Be Fat Again. And he's a cancer survivor. His brother was a cancer survivor for much longer than they ever anticipated him living. And it's basically a book about, you know, inflammation, diet, what is cancer, what drives it, what turns it on, what turns it off, and how if you have cancer, you can try and put it into remission. And he's pretty successful around the world doing this. But let me read you chronic inflammation. Inflammation is not only an on switch for cancer, it's also the driver of the cancer process. Chronic inflammation is a foundation stone of every chronic disease. It's the major cause of cancer and is necessary for cancer growth and metastasis. That is why it is extremely important that inflammation be minimized. To protect ourselves, we must stop doing the things that we know cause inflammation and switch to a diet and anti-inflammatory supplement program that suppresses inflammation. Inflammation promotes cancer in several ways. It creates free radicals. I was talking about that. But most people suffer from chronic inflammation due to eating an inflammatory diet. And those things, I call it not eating clean. In other words, not eating those fruits and vegetables, the fresh things, the things that don't have ingredient labels on them, where you have ingredients that you can't recognize, but also sugar, white flour, like white bread, white rice, you know, anything white. It would be, if you want to lead as low inflammation life as you can, you should eat brown rice, wheat bread, and cut out as much sugar as you can. I think an adult is supposed to have 6 teaspoons of sugar per day, no more. So look on those labels and see really how much sugar you're eating, because you could get like 3 days worth in a big bowl of Frosted Flakes, I'm convinced. but they also talk about processed oils, and I love Frosted Flakes. Processed oils, dairy, and excess animal protein are bad for you as well, they're saying. So that would mean things like canola oil, corn oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, soybean, sunflower, most olive oils, which I thought I was probably safe just, you know, not eating all those other things, but just eating olive oil. But, you know, I don't know. And, you know, also living, you know, this is almost probably impossible, but he says we're living in a toxic, man-made, oxidizing environment filled with ozone, chlorine, herbicides, pesticides and other environmental chemicals. So I don't know how you avoid that. Go all the way up in the woods somewhere. So I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do there. But
well, I know. You know, of this stuff, it's really we're all going to be exposed to certain things. There's nothing we can do about the human condition. But I think what Dr. Raymond talks about is taking that mystery, I guess, out of what cancer is, some of the causes, some of the cures, some of the treatments, some of the myths. I think there's a lot of bad, bad information out there. And his book has been a bestseller for a long time, hasn't it?
I think it's one of the... It definitely has. And, you know, I tell you, my dad's following this book, and it's keeping him alive. Total change in diet. And my dad is a stroke survivor in 2004 and now has had a kidney removed in 2011. And he was never supposed to live, you know, at all. And so, you know, I just talked to him on the phone before we went on air. But, you know, the thing about inflammation that he's saying, too, is that it's not always bad. It's a natural process that helps the body heal also when injured. But when the healing is done, it's important to turn inflammation off. And when we don't turn it off, we get in trouble. Chronic inflammation has a deadly effect on us. In the inflammatory process, chemicals are excreted from immune cells that make tissues more permeable to facilitate the delivery of repair materials to the injured area. Tumors take advantage of inflammation and use the same chemicals to render the natural barriers surrounding them to make everything so the tumor can grow. Cancer cells need inflammation to grow, and that's why inflammation is so critical to the cancer process. The more inflammation people have in their bodies, the more cancer they will have, and the less likely they are to survive. Let me see what's on the next page here. Numerous nutrients in fresh fruit, here we go back to fruits and veggies, dramatically reduce inflammation. You know, it can even be things like, have you ever gotten up in the morning and looked at puffy eyes? That's inflammation. Have you ever been sick, you know, like sick to your stomach? You know, like you don't go to the bathroom right or whatever, inflammation, you know, dizziness. You know, there's so many things that are so inflammation based. There's another book on inflammation. I have another book upstairs. Oh, there's somebody calling in. Hi. There's somebody calling in there too. But we have no guest. To all the people calling in and listening in the chat room, I have no idea where Raymond Francis is. So we are winging this show, aren't we, Deb? I love you.
Well, no, I think you're doing great. You have to take the other caller. It might be, hey, you never know. It could be him. But,
No,
I think that you're still going through all the information. I'm shocked.
I'm fascinated.
At this inflammation being the root cause of so many diseases. And, you know, my mother passed away from cancer, and my grandmother died in my arms from cancer. Of course, she was 94, and my mom was 74. But, you know, it really is something that affects somebody in our life has probably passed away, or we know somebody that's dealt with this cancer issue. It's very important. But
so let me go through what not to eat. I just opened the book again. I do that with books. If he were on the show today, I would open the book and just quiz him almost. But let's go with what not to eat, the big four and others. I'm going to go back to these again, sugar again. And those of you following me on Best Ever You might know that I've been on a 15-day sugar detox, and I've lost 6 pounds. And I can tell you that the sugar fog is gone. There's a sugar. Sugar is like bizarre. What did Toscarina call sugar on the? She called it like crack or something, like legalized crack.
Yeah, I know. I know.
When you eat sugar in your diet and you come off of sugar, you shake. I mean, you shake. You get your palms sweaty.
It's detox.
Yeah, I detoxed. Yeah, and so, I mean, my nails look good. My hair looks good. My face looks good. And I have not had very much sugar for 15 days, if any at all. I've been eating very fresh. So sugar is the main culprit in the cancer process, and those who consume the highest amounts of sugar have the most cancer. One of the single largest changes we can make in our diet, we have made in our diet over the last century, is the enormous amount of refined sugar we eat. Our genes are still those of our hunter-gatherer ancestors, and we are not biologically equipped or designed to handle the load of sugar. Once you have cancer, sugar feeds the cancer cells. And so the more sugar you eat, the faster your cancer will grow. And so eating sugar produces a flood of inflammatory free radicals that damage DNA, and sugar makes everything oxygen deficient and causes oxygen-deprived cells to become cancer cells. And the other thing, sugar ages, sugar accelerates the aging process. You know, I know 15 days off sugar, I know I feel 20 years younger.
Wow.
But I guess, I noticed since I stopped eating a ton of sugar that I drink way more water. And as a result, my skin is a little bit not so looking so old. Kind of interesting. I don't know. I've noticed that myself. But anyway, sugar is sugar. And, you know, I guess cut down on it. There was a study that I read, I think it was yesterday, that said like 6 teaspoons of sugar max in your day.
Mm.
Take a look at how much sugar you're putting in your body, because I know I was cramming it down. And
oh, listen, I know.
Well, here's where sugar lives. Let me read you this list. And this is kind of my list. Sugar lives in sugar. It's on the label and it says sugar, it's sugar. Beet sugar, brown sugar, cane sugar, like Forrest Gump of sugar here, confectioner's sugar, organic sugar, raw sugar, sugar cane syrup, barley malt. I thought that was like barley. Barley malt, that's sugar. Brown rice syrup, corn syrup, dextrose, fruit juice concentrate, high fructose corn syrup, fructose, glucose, lactose, maltose, evaporated cane, honey. Honey, I thought honey was good for you. I bet it is. I bet honey's probably of everything on here, probably the best. Malodextrin, malt syrup, maple syrup, molasses, and turbinado sugar. Trippy, huh?
Just, it's mind-boggling. But you know what I love about seems, and I haven't read the book the way you're describing it, but I get the impression that it's a very hopeful book, because he's not only giving you this information, what to eat, not what to eat, but he's believing that you can restore those 6 cells to normal function. And when they get to the normal function, the cancer can go away. So it really seems to be a breakthrough in, you know, I don't know, so many things that apply.
I'm wondering what's going to happen with me with food allergies, with reversing some of the food and eating cleaner and things like that. I'm curious if maybe some of my food allergies, which are could be considered inflammation-based, might go away. I don't know.
But, well, and it's almost like the topic of neuroplasticity, where, you know, your brain actually changes its actual function and shape and all of that. You know, these things are permanent changes. And, you know, they last, and you can tell the difference. Now, what does he say about the importance of pH? Is that part of that equation that we need to change to not fear cancer and keep ourselves healthy?
Yeah, he says the pH balance is a huge thing. Before I go to pH, I want to read the other 4 things that you're not supposed to. The big 4 are sugar, wheat. Wheat is the next one. Hold on. Dairy and excess animal protein. And then he singles out dairy big time. He singles out animal protein big time. And then he talks about salt to really watch. Those are the top ones to really watch your intake of as far as cancer is concerned. Back to pH balance. He was saying that your body should live between 6.5 and 7.5 to be healthy. I'm going to read this a little bit more here. But pH balance is a big thing. And that's do you even know your body's pH balance? And he talks about one of the fundamental changes that you can make in your diet is to shift from a primarily alkalizing diet of fresh vegetables and fruits. One of the fundamental changes that people have made in their diet is to shift. You know, in other words, a long time ago we were eating fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that, and now we're eating acid diet, which is sugar, grain, animal protein, soda, which contains phosphoric acid, and those things, all that type of food are making your body too acid. So he says it's important to balance between the acid and the alkaline. And an acidic pH changes your internal environment to one that supports cancer. So if you're eating soda, if you're eating, you know, I call it the aisles of the grocery store, if you're picking up canned foods, high in sodium, frozen foods, high in sodium, cereals with sugar, granola bars with high fructose corn syrup, you know, all those things that come in packages, versus going into the fresh fruits and vegetables section where you can pick up a cucumber or broccoli or pear or an apple. Those are the things that don't promote cancer.
It's a shame that we have to educate ourselves. Yeah, but it's like we have to educate ourselves. Why isn't this the, you know, common knowledge? It seems as though we have to be our own best advocate these days, which, you know, thank God there's a radio show like you out there and educating people and this doctor and, you know, but it's tough. There's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing he talks about, kids. He talks about kids. Some people like to think of kids as little adults, but this does them a disservice. Because their bodies are still developing, children are much more vulnerable than adults. Their chemistry is different, and they need special protection. Children are more easily damaged by environmental contaminants due to their smaller size and because their metabolic pathways are still immature. They aren't able to detoxify environmental chemicals or, you know, sugar or all these things. And everything just makes kids far more vulnerable. And those, all the toxicity and the sugar and the weed and the dairy and everything, they do a number on a kid's nervous system, respiratory system, immune, reproductive, and other organ system and cause cancer. Terrible. And as much as possible, he says kids need to eat a healthy diet free of processed foods and the big four, which are sugar, wheat, processed oils, and dairy or excess animal protein, and at the same time have minimal exposure to carcinogens and endocrine disrupting chemicals. He says pound for pound, children take in more water, air, food, and environmental toxins than adults.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the clock. You better tell people how to, when you have him back on, how can people stay up to date with you? Maybe the Best Ever You Network? Do you want to send them there? Or how can we know when he's coming back on for reschedule? Because this is a really important show.
Yeah, I'll let people know what happened and when he is rescheduled on besteveryou.com on the blog. And, you know, in the meantime, you can visit his website at beyondhealth.com. We should probably get going because it's clear he's not here. But we've done a great job reading his book.
You've done a great job, and I have learned a lot. You're just an education queen of knowledge. You're unbelievable. I enjoyed it.
Well, you should have seen my family when my dad was in the hospital, and we were all sitting in the ICU, and I whipped this book out. And I said, you know, I'm kind of out there a little bit. You know, I eat a little bit differently than my family and stuff like that, and I, you know, food allergies and whatnot. But I said, you know, we're all sitting there praying that he survives the surgery and stuff like that. And I whipped this book out, and I said, I know he's going to survive, and when he does, he needs to follow this book. And my mom's looking at me like, oh God, what now? What Best Ever You thing are you going to tell us about? And I said, no, I'm serious. This book, and you know, because I live kind of like, I love Forbes Riley and Toscarino and all those ladies who eat clean and healthy and they're exercising, you know, and, we all try and be like that as best we can. And this is the first thing I've seen where it turns all of that healthy eating, clean stuff into meaning something about our health, into real words about if you do this for real, not just because I say I want you to, or I want you to buy my book with all my recipes in it, or, you know, anything like that. This is the first book I've seen where it says, if you follow this diet, you know, your chances of getting cancer, or if you have cancer, your chances of throwing it back into remission are high.
I wish I had this book with for my mother. It's a great gift for anyone. But you know, it's so fascinating to me, the science behind it, because you understanding exactly what's happening in our bodies, exactly what's going on, and the studies and the research to back it up and the credibility, to me it just gives it a lot of powerful clarity, and it really is amazing, the work that he's done. He's from, you know, MIT. What do you expect, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's brilliant. All right. So let's wind up, but I want to just leave people with readers wishing to learn more from Raymond Francis can read his previous books, Never Be Sick Again, Health is a choice. Learn how to choose it and never be fat again, the six-week cellular solution to permanently breaking the fat cycle. I could probably give that a whirl. The author publishes a free, Raymond publishes a free weekly email newsletter called News Clips, and he publishes a larger, more comprehensive subscription newsletter called Beyond Health News. And those are at beyondhealth.com, where people in the U.S. or Canada can call 800-250-3063 to get that information. And so I just want to thank everybody for joining us. I'm so sorry that we didn't have Raymond Francis with us, but I am happy that my buddy Deb Scott joined us because I love you, Deb, and thank you.
We're just all the Mutual Admiration Society here. Love and life, live in large, and it was great to see everybody in the chat room, too.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, you did great.
Well, we winged it, but let's talk a little bit about the Motivation Marathon. I opened the show with the Motivation Marathon. Maybe let's close it with that and Best Ever You, because we did that 9-day teleseminar, which we're both, I'm not going to lie, I'm still a little bit tired from it. But it was, if you want to go to motivationmarathon.com, Deb, do you want to talk about what's up there, what people can get now?
Oh, geez. Well, you can probably do a good job. They can get some e-books, some workbooks, some extra bonuses. They can listen to free highlights. But I think it's just a great resource for people who want to be their best, not only in health, in the inside, the outside. You know, check it out. Bring a friend. We're here. Joining the Best Ever You Network is a great community. Mm-hmm. Just all sorts of great stuff. Just check it out.
The CDs for sale, the CDs of the whole Motivation Marathon, are they for sale for 40% off still?
Yes. Well, the 50% off is over, but you can get the 40% off still.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so motivationmarathon.com, and you can listen to all, do we end up with like over 45 speakers, 9 days? It's amazing, and it's a great price. I don't remember what the price is offhand, but it's a great price.
It's like about $2 a speaker.
Something
crazy like that.
That's pretty cool. So, all right, gang. So I am going to play this beautiful recording that Randy Kay did for us. It's lovely. I call it my outro.
Beautiful.
And we'll see you on Thursday at 1 p.m., everyone, because I have Ellen from Sweet Soaps. And that is, wait till you hear about this entrepreneur and CEO of Sweet Soaps. It's a New Jersey-based company that is cleaning up the world. She's amazing. Wait till you hear her. She's
very cute.
Amazing speaking. And if you are an entrepreneur, you definitely want to listen to this show. So Ellen, I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, Cagnosola or something like that, I can never say her last name, is coming on board with Sweet Soaps. And you can look at her website, sweetsoaps.com, and we gave her a Blue Ribbon Award a while back. So, all right, in the meantime, please hang out on besteveryou.com and join our network, bestyounetwork.com, and visit Deb Scott at, what's your website, Deb?
greenskyandbluegrass.com.
And what's your book, Deb?
The sky is green and the grass is blue. Jeez, what a surprise.
All right, lots of love. Take care, everybody, and thank you for sticking it out with us, even though we didn't have a guest. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.